I'm riding the connector to get a closer look at two special cameras. There are other cameras inside the vehicle, but we're talking about ones inside the cab with the driver. There are many reasons to have cameras: to document an accident, to protect the company, to protect the driver, and to train the driver. These cameras serve all of those purposes. President of Transdev's Rail Division, Ken Westbrook, says the cameras work off of G-forces.
That is continually recording, but only saves a view out of the front of the vehicle and a view inside the vehicle. If there is some type of G-force event that is abnormal, that could be a vehicle crash, that could be a pothole in the street, it could be a hard braking episode, it could be a sudden lane change.
It's unclear if the commuter train that crashed in New Jersey had smart cameras, but there is video from other cameras which will be key in figuring out what caused Thursday's deadly accident that injured more than 100 people. Transdev manages the Cincinnati Bell Connector and first used these smart cameras in its buses. The streetcar was the next logical step. The camera is mounted inside the locked cab with the driver, and if there is some type of impact or situation that causes the driver to hit the brakes quickly, it saves the video to review later.
Let's say Ken is a streetcar operator and he's making hard stops. That could potentially, a passenger on board a streetcar, could be caught off guard standing. We make a hard stop, and that passenger could fall down on the streetcar. By coaching that operator, and saying, hey, Ken, you were operating the streetcar yesterday. You made three hard stops. You need to work on how you approach a station, the speed at which you approach a station.
Rail operators face an increasingly risky operating environment as cities become more congested. In addition, streetcars have unique safety challenges because they share the same roads as cars and trucks, with distractions on the rise for both pedestrians and drivers. The smart cameras record both inside and outside the streetcar, making sure the driver is doing what he or she is supposed to be doing.
Make sure they're not on a cell phone, which is a strict violation of our policy. To make sure they are not eating or drinking, or to make sure that there is nothing that is distracting them. In a streetcar, someone knocking on the door to the driver compartment, anything like that could cause a distraction.
The smart drive camera also has a panic button, so even though the driver is locked in his cab, if he notices an unruly passenger, he can press record on the camera, and it will actually start capturing 10 seconds before the incident, continue recording, and 10 seconds afterward.
So that on a bus, if a driver is assaulted or a bus operator is assaulted by a passenger or has a confrontation with a passenger, they can push the panic button, and it will record.
Smart Drive, the company making the cameras, says when something happens, the video is immediately offloaded and management is notified within minutes so they can respond to the situation. In addition, the video and the identified safety risks are prioritized for coaching through a web interface. Some cities are taking cameras a step further. In Toronto, footage from buses, subway trains, and stations are now kept for 3 days following the alleged assault of a teenage girl who reported it a few days later. And the new M1 Rail Q-Line streetcars in Detroit are equipped with event recorders now, commonly known as black boxes. They record data from the car's operations and can be used to investigate accidents. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.